Well, welcome back. Welcome anew. I'm Joseph McClendon III, and this is the Further Faster podcast. And I will be your host, your guide, and maybe even your mentor to do exactly what the name implies, and that is to assist you in going further, faster in everything that you desire, more specifically to become wealthier. And around here, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. And today, I'm literally going to give you a formula. As a matter of fact, it is called the Further Faster Success Formula. And it's actually five steps that you can do, that anybody can do, to stack the deck towards your success. So grab a pad and paper, and I'll be right back with the Further Faster Formula. I'm excited for this one for you. Well, welcome back. Welcome back. Watch this just for a second. Actually, if you're watching me, you'll see me doing this, but I'll put it up to the microphone so you can hear it. Watch this. I've got my iPhone out. Hey, Siri, what percentage of the population has written down goals?
I found this on the web.
So you can't see this, even those of you that are watching. So I'll read it to you. It says that only 3% of the population has written down goals. Now, these are studies that have been done for years and years, like 20, almost 50 years, as a matter of fact, back in Harvard and several different well-known universities and different studies that have done this, that only 3% of the population has written down goals. But what they don't talk about is this. Why is it that those people have written down goals? What you hear about all the time is what you need to have that kind of success, which is tenacity, which is discipline and drive and courage and all those things. That's a no-brainer. What they don't talk about is this, is what about the other 97% of the people on the planet? And by the way, if you don't have written down goals, if you don't have written down goals, it means you don't know what you want. And most people don't know what they want. And if you don't know what you want, then you're not going to get it. It's that simple, plain and simple. A lot of people will say, yeah, I want more money, or, you know, I want to look better or something like that. But it's kind of willy-nilly and it's all about. So today I'm going to share with you five different steps, basically, that you would do to get you to that place where you absolutely know what you want and are in that upper 3% of what I call megapreneurs. And that is entrepreneurs who operate. Or anybody, you don't have to be an entrepreneur, or you know, you can even have a job or whatever you want, so that you can operate in that upper 3 to 5%. And so, first off, I'm going to start off with a word, and the word is called wealthy. And you've heard me say this even at the top of the gig. I said that wealthy around here means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. So that's what you want. That's what everybody wants. If you've been around me for a minute, you know I've talked about that over and over again. That's success. That is fulfillment, and all of the subsets underneath that. You know, healthy means to have your energy. Healthy means to have your good looks. Healthy means to be vibrant. Healthy means to be disease-free. Happy means to be, you know, in your relationship, means to be able to get up every day excited and optimistic and all those things. And financially abundant, well, that one has a whole bunch to it as well, and that is to have, you know, as much money as you need, want, could, should, want, you know, for whatever that you want to do. So all of those things, that comes down to success. So if you have that, then the next step is obviously to be able to write down what your goals are. But what I'm going to go through really, really quickly is, let's just assume that you've got that and you know what you want. I'm going to give you the steps to take so that you set yourself up emotionally so that you do what is necessary to make that happen. Because oftentimes people, if I always say this, people that want to lose weight know how to lose weight. It's not the knowledge that makes a difference. You quit eating so much food and move your body. Everybody knows that, but people don't do it. So it's the do that makes the difference. It is the do that produces the result. And so what I'm going to share with you is how to do what to do. The first thing to do is, once you know what you want, which I just told you, and you can write that down, turn your dreams into visions. And here's what that means. A dream is temporary. A dream is something that you think about every once in a while. It makes you feel good, And you get excited about it in that moment to a certain extent. But most of us don't allow ourselves to get overly excited about it. We just go, oh, that'd be great. And we think about it for a moment. We even daydream about it. But the challenge is, a dream is only temporary. A dream, most of us don't even remember what we dreamt last night. A dream comes and goes, and it is replaced by another dream after that. Every once in a while, we'll go back to go, yeah, I'd like to have that. We may say, you know, our dream is to have, you know, a brand new Tesla or Mercedes-Benz or whatever car you like. And I'm only using this as an example, but it's synonymous for everything, all areas of that wealth in your life. But you may see that car or think about it every once in a while, but most of us don't do anything about it. And we certainly don't set ourselves up so that we go and get it. And that is why most people don't get what they want. And so a dream is temporary, and it's visited very infrequently with very little or very low emotional charge added to it. A vision is the antithesis. The vision is a dream that is visited often with an unbelievable amount of emotional charge. A vision is a dream that is visited often with an intense amount of emotion added to it. Obviously, positive emotion, expectation emotion added to it. Now, it's really, really simple to do this. This step number one is so simple. Number one, write it down, what you want. Talked about it at the top. Write down what it is that you want. You can call it a goal. You can call it an outcome, whatever it is, but write it down. On or before this date, I, Joseph McClendon III, will have in my life $50,000 a month residual income or whatever it is. I will have this body. I will have that, obviously, replace your name with mine. Whatever it is, write it down. What you write is what you invite. And your words are so unbelievably powerful. Most of us overlook that. I did another episode. You can go back and listen to it, that the words that you speak create a biochemical change in your body. The blood that courses through your body changes with the words that you speak. So when you speak it, here's what happens. You get a dopamine release, you get endorphin release, you get adrenaline release, you get all of those things released in your body that make you feel good in that moment. And then allow yourself, as you visualize it, as you see yourself having it in the future, allow yourself to get excited about it. Put a smile on your face, jump up and down on a trampoline, run around the house, do all kinds of crazy stuff. Because what happens is that elevated amount of emotion takes that thought and pushes it into your unconscious mind, and it has the effect of making you believe it. I didn't say allowing you to believe it, making you believe it. You see, that which is repeated will eventually become a belief. You can do it over and over again, and belief in it becomes automatic. It's just something that you do. That's what rehearsal and practice is all about. You do something over and over again, human physics takes over. It becomes, you get muscle memory, you get nervous system memory. It all happens automatically. You have a belief that you can tie your shoes because you've done it over and over again. And at some point when you were really little, you tied your shoe and either somebody said, great job, good job, or you went, wow, I did it. And when you did it, it pushed it into your nervous system, pushed it into your unconscious mind and became a belief. Well, wouldn't that be great about your dreams and your goals and desires, health, wealth, happiness, and financial abundance? Of course it would be, because once that happens, you do that a few times. And by the way, the simple process to do it is just to grab Siri like I just did and tell her to remind you to review your vision every hour or every 2 hours or whatever, and do that for a few days. And pretty soon, those words that you read, you will have memorized them and you will start to believe them. Once you start to believe them, anytime you think about them, you will start to feel that sense of certainty. This is how we program ourselves. This is called encoding ourselves. We literally neuro-encode ourselves. We program ourselves to believe something. And I'm going to tell you now, if you don't do it, the media is going to do it for you, or YouTube's going to do it for you, or Netflix or TikTok, all that stuff's going to do it for you. And they do it the same way. They repeat it and they give it to you with excitement. So you do it yourself. That's step number one. Once you have that, you will be excited about step number two, and that is to create a plan. A plan. And this is, you know, I watched a great movie. It was called King Richard, and it was the story of Richard, Williams, the father of Serena and Venus Williams. And he had a saying. Matter of fact, he wrote it on a big banner and put it on the tennis court every time they would go to the tennis court. And it said, if you fail to plan, then you plan to fail. The plan is everything. It really is. And that's where most people fall down. They don't make a plan. If you don't have a plan, then you don't have a path. Now, you may not know what that plan is, but here's the greatest thing in the world. There's always somebody else that has done what you want to do or something similar to what you do that did have a plan. And all you got to do is search them out. And, you know, there's videos on YouTube, there's Googling and all that stuff, and figure out a plan, and or get a coach, get a mentor, get somebody that's going to help you create a plan. You know, one of my dear, dear friends, and he's one of the facilitators at our Neuro Encoding Institute is Jay Abraham. One of the most, they call him the billionaire maker. And this guy is so, you know, his field is obviously helping people make money and in business and everything. And he's so brilliant because he's got the plan. And by the way, I'm giving you a plan right now. A plan is just a step-by-step process that if you follow it, that as you follow it, you're going to get the results. A plan are instructions. You know, when I was a kid, I used to love to build models. And it would come with a set of instructions. That was the plan. But in this case, you want to set a plan of everything that you need to do, step by step, as close as you can. And by the way, you don't have to do this every day. You do it once or twice, and you can adjust that plan from time to time. But now you have a plan. But here's the great thing, and that's why it's in sequence. When you make it a vision, you're excited about that plan because you believe that you can do it. You come away from it. Remember, I said emotion is what we're after. Emotion is what fuels your forward motion. Emotion is what creates momentum. And this is what makes you go to sleep and dream about this and get up early and know that this is part of it and makes you willingly go after what you want. And it cuts down on the thieves of our dreams, which are procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, fear of rejection, stress, and overwhelm. Those start to become mitigated when you're excited because your brain can't house all of those things at once. Now, that's not to say that you're not going to get fearful. There are no fearless people, but you'll fear less in time. So once you have that plan, then the next step is that you want to learn the skill and practice the skill of snapping out of fear. What does that mean? What that means is when we, and by the way, all those things that I mentioned, the thieves of our dreams, they're all fear-based. Fear of being uncomfortable, fear of rejection, fear of not succeeding. All of those things are fear. Now, what happens is those things tend to dominate most people's lives. And the best way, I shouldn't say the best way, but the most common way that people get out of it is, you know, wasting time doing things that seem like they may be productive, but they're not. And after a while, you start to realize that I've wasted a lot of time, wasting time watching too much television, scrolling on Instagram or doing things like that. Those are the most obvious and most readily available things. But we waste time doing all kinds of lots of other things as well. Doing things that are not in our plan. And by the way, you're going to find out why the plan is so important here in just a second on step number four. But the challenge is that when we think about doing stuff, there is going to be a bit of fear that comes up. I can't do this. There's something wrong with me. Or this is too hard. I've never done it before. Oh, it's overwhelming or whatever. Remember this, any pain, whether it's physical pain, and in this case, emotional pain, that's fear, is a signal. We call it an action signal to snap out of it. What does that mean? When you feel bad, that is a signal that's telling you to snap out of it and feel good. And I know that sounds ridiculously simple, but I'm going to tell you how to do it. And you go back and listen to our previous episodes, and we talk about pattern interrupts and interrupting a pattern while you're in it, because it creates a vacuum and it creates something that you can fill it up. But the formula is just feel bad on purpose. Don't wait. Kill the monster while it's a baby. You know, when you go fishing, you don't just drop an empty hook in the water and hope fish are going to come along and get caught on it. You put bait in it, and you draw that fish towards the bait. You bring that fish out from under the rock or behind the bush or whatever it was, and it comes out. And when it is, then you hook it and you got it. We'll do the same for your negative emotions. Put some bait out. And the bait is, all you got to do is think about the work that you have to do. Think about what you have to do. All you got to do is think, remember a time, or think about having to go to the gym, or you know, make that phone call or whatever. And as soon as you do, here comes the fish called fear. And as soon as it shows up, and you feel it in your heart, you'll feel it in your solar plexus, you'll feel it in your guts. And as soon as it shows up, you just snap out of it. You stand up, because most of the time we're doing this, we're sitting down. You stand up, you shake yourself out vigorously in the moment, and you put a smile on your face, and you go back to your vision, and you go, oh yeah, I'm doing this because of this, 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 and this. And what happens is the same thing that got your vision, or got your dream to be a vision, the same process will take effect. Repetition with excitement. Repetition of you snapping out of it will cause you to automatically snap out of it, will cause you to do it unconsciously, will cause you to default to that. Remember this. I said this before. There are no fearless people. If anybody tells you they're fearless, they're lying to you. Of course they're fearless. But of course they're not fearless. There are people who fear less, meaning they don't stay there that long. Something happens to them, knowingly or unknowingly, they snap themselves out of it. And you snap yourself out of it by standing up vigorously, shaking your body and going and remembering, oh yeah, this is just fear. This is just something that has jumped up in this moment to derail me for a moment. Let me get myself back on track. And back on track is, oh yeah, here's my vision. And it'll start to happen automatically, instantly. Your heart will start to fill up. And what'll happen to you is you'll be so proud of yourself that you snapped yourself out of it. You took yourself out of it, which is a skill that most people don't have. Like I said, it's a skill, and skills can be learned, and skills can be programmed into us to make us so that this happens to us automatically. If there's anything out of all three of these, all five of these, all of them are important, but this one is the one that I would tell you is the one that's going to do you the most good for whatever it is that you want to do or whatever you have planned in your life, is learn the skill of snapping out of it. Because what happens to most people is they get stuck in it, they go down this freaking rabbit hole, and then pretty soon they've talked themselves out of it. They're sitting on the couch, watching Netflix, eating potato chips and cake, and wishing and then beating themselves up for not having done it. And then that becomes their habit. If it hasn't already, here's the great thing. My mentors always taught me the best time to plant a tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is right now. I don't care how old you are, how young you are. You got the same kind of brain as me or anybody else, so that you can program it. You can change it to behave the way that you want. So to reiterate, and remember, this is in succession, and it is designed to put you on a train or roller coaster, if you will, that's going forward. Number one, turn your dream into, I'm going to reiterate these in whole at the end and give you something to do. Turn your dream into a vision. Repetition with excitement. Number two, schedule it. I'm sorry, number two is to plan it. Make a plan so that you have it. And by the way, you are probably going to experience doubt, overwhelm, fear, uncertainty, all those fears just by writing your plan down. Just by going through this process. And every time that you do, remember, that is your opportunity to snap the hell out of it. It's always an opportunity. You got options. You can stand up. You can move away from it for a moment. You know, studies have shown that if you work really hard on something and you get frustrated about it and you keep on doing it, your productivity drops and your level, your effectiveness level drops radically. Statistics have shown that if you stand up and you move around and you shake yourself out, the likelihood of you not just finishing something, but you getting the answer to your challenge increases by 80%. And let me give you a perfect example. Have you ever you're trying to figure something out. Maybe you're trying to remember somebody's name. Oh, what was her name? Why can't I remember her name? Whatever. And you're going through, and you keep on thinking about it and you can't remember it. And then finally, after minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, you're trying to remember that person's name, you forget about it. And you go, oh, I'll remember it later. And you go on and you go do something else. And within just a few minutes, Barbara. Oh, yeah, her name was Barbara. Give it a break. What you did was snapped yourself out of it. You finally went, okay, stop it. Let me take a deep breath. Let me shake myself out. You gave yourself some oxygen. Your brain needs oxygen. And when it gets that oxygen, guess what it does? Everything you've ever touched, tasted, smelled, and experienced in your life is in your other than conscious mind somewhere. And how you access it is to give yourself a break and shake yourself out of it. Sorry for the dog. Shake yourself out of it. And then it allows your brain to reset and go get what it knows that it wants. And it knows that it's back there. And in this case, what you have put back there is your vision that you're excited about, that is what is possible. And by the way, you don't have to stop at one. You can do this on several different visions. You do them individually, but several different visions. So I'm gonna take a really short break. And when I'm come back, I'm gonna give you the last two pieces of the further, faster success formula. I'll be right back. Hey, what's good? It's me, Joseph McClendon III. And let me get real with you just for a second. Now, you've probably heard me talk about this before, something that I call the thieves of our dreams. Procrastination, hesitation, fear of failure, fear of success, self-doubt, self-loathing, imposter syndrome, and fear of rejection. Well, let me ask you a question. What if you could not only retrain your brain and your nervous system to automatically default to your absolute best thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, but you could also do the same for others that are going through difficult times and challenges in their own lives and things that are stopping them from creating the life of their desires? Well, this is what I call neuroencoding. And at the risk of sounding arrogant, these are the same tools, methods, and strategies in neuroscience that I've used to operate in the upper 5% of all of my own businesses, especially as a coach, a speaker, and a presenter for the last 30 plus years. The Neuroencoding Institute provides you with the knowledge, the tools, and unmatched support to become a certified neuroencoding specialist and guide you to the life of wealthiness. And remember, wealthy means to be healthy, happy, and financially abundant. Go to neuroencoding.com to speak to an enrollment specialist today, and I look forward to serving you at the highest level.
You're enjoying this episode on Angel Phoenix Productions Podcast Network. To explore a complete lineup of quality programs and media production services, head on over to angelphoenix.com or like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Angel Phoenix Productions.
Well, back at you, and I hope you're as excited as I am, because you have the first three steps. Number one, turn your dream into a vision. Number two, turn it into a plan, create a plan. And then number three, learn the skill and practice the skill, which I'm going to give you your homework to do, of snapping out of it. It has overreaching results and effects that you can't possibly imagine. You turn into a different person. And then fourth step is schedule it. What does that mean? Put it in your freaking calendar. Schedule it. Because you can have one of the best laid plans of men fall by the wayside because they do not have it on a schedule. If you don't schedule it, it's not going to happen. And that doesn't mean just making a list and putting it on the list. I mean, put it in your calendar, remind Siri, put up your notifications or whatever of what to do. What are you scheduling? Those pieces of the plan and the steps of those plan to do. Sometimes when I schedule stuff, when I want something, and it's just what my mentors taught me, is I've got to do this on this, and it's graduation. It gradually grows. There's certain things that I have to do first before I can do the next thing, So I'll plan out the next 3 months, sometimes 6 months, that this is what's going to happen. And I'll say, on this day, I'm going to get this done. On this day, I'm going to get this done. This day, I have to do this. And by this, I'm going to get this done. And then I check in and make sure that that happens. This is where so many people fall by the wayside because it seems so overwhelming. And the reason they feel overwhelming is because they haven't done the previous steps. They're not excited about it. They look at it as, oh God, this is something else I got to do. And it's so much easier to watch Netflix. But what's going to happen to you, and by the way, I use Netflix and social media just as the example, as the soul-sucking devices that are part of the thieves of our dreams. They are the relief from the pain, if you will, versus the pain of or the process of being able to snap yourself out of it. And so when you schedule it, You put it in there, and each time you put it in there, you look at what's going to happen when I do this one, and then what's going to happen when I do this one. And by the way, you don't have to do this on your own. Go out and get some help. There's no shame. As a matter of fact, anybody that I know of, I always say this whenever I do my seminars, anybody, including you, whether it's me, Tony Robbins, whether it, anybody that is successful at anything, anything at all, has always had a coach, a mentor, and or a teacher that they've allowed that coach, mentor, and or teacher to push them beyond what is comfortable. In other words, it doesn't feel good all the time, but you're allowing that person to do it. And I hope you're allowing me to do this right now, to suggest something to you, to tell you to do something that is, maybe uncomfortable in the very beginning. But remember, your wealth, your healthiness, happiness, and financial abundance comes from doing the hard stuff. It's part of life. Life is about stress release, stress release, stress relief. That's what it's about. And when you get good at it, the stress is mitigated. It gets shorter and shorter. So you've got to schedule it. Put it in your schedule. Don't be afraid to put it, months, maybe even a year ahead of time, whatever your goal is to happen. You're going to go to the gym these days. At the gym, you're going to do this, 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 and this. Or you're going to make these phone calls. You're going to study this. Or you're going to, do whatever it takes. I'm going to, say these affirmations. Whatever it is, put it in your calendar. Because as soon as you do, here's where some magic starts to happen. Remember what I always say, what you write is what you invite. But there's power in that. You literally, at the risk of sounding too cosmic, you're literally telling the universe. You're literally telling the powers that be, whatever your religious beliefs, you're telling your creator, you're putting things on notice. You're putting this out in the world, and the world will respond. That's the way that it works. That's the way that it works. And you become, you join part of the elite. And when I say elite, that means the group of people, that 3% of the people on the planet that have written down their goals, that have that enthusiasm about making it happen, that 3% of the people that are what I call megapreneurs, that is people that operate in that upper 3 to 5% of everybody on the planet. And there's plenty of room, trust me, there's plenty of room. So you're not going to crowd anybody out of the way. And I always say the greatest thing about it is that you not only do it for yourself, you become a shining example for everybody else. So schedule it. The next thing I'm going to spend a little bit of time on, but you've heard me talk about it before, is anytime that you do anything that moves you in the direction of what you want, anything at all. Matter of fact, anything at all, you must celebrate and praise. Celebrate and praise. This is so critical to the process here, because you're literally telling your nervous system that this is preferred. Listen, the thing that drives all of us, this is going to sound crystals and rainbows and those types of things, but the truth of the matter is that you're on this planet to be and to give love. That's what you want. Everybody does. And you can arguably say, nope, we're on this planet to reproduce. We're on this planet to do that. All of those things involve love. But the love that you're looking for is from yourself and from other people. It truly is. The appreciation, the acknowledgement from other people. And I challenge you to go back through your life and look at it. And that's, at the end of the day, that's what you want to feel. Otherwise, fear of rejection wouldn't be the number one fear of human beings. And it's designed into us, by the way. It's designed so that we keep people around us. We crave that. At the very least, it is the gift that you need to give yourself. And so when you do something, you do anything at all, as soon as you smile and you go, hey, I did that. I appreciate myself. Or as soon as I go, I love myself and this is great. I accomplished this. Then the brain releases, you've heard me say this so many times, it releases dopamine and endorphins and oxytocins and all those things that tell your body and tell your brain that this is a good thing. And the brain automatically always will go, what just happened before I felt good? What just happened that made me feel good? What just happened that I got this dopamine release? Now, by the way, it does just the opposite when pain happens. When pain happens, the brain goes, what just happened before I felt this pain? Let's not do it again. You stick your hand in the fire, burns your hand. Your brain goes, what just happened before I felt this pain? Let's not ever do that again. And we learn that lesson fast. Well, the same thing happens, the same process happens when we feel pleasure and we praise ourselves. The brain goes, what just happened before I did this? And you go, oh, I stuck to my schedule. I did this. I did that. And guess what the brain does? The brain goes, let's do it again. This feels good. Let's do it again. And when you do that process, praise is the thing, is the catalyst that makes it all become automatic. And all these things that I shared with you, I'll reiterate them here in a moment. I'll tell you what you do. But all these things that I shared with you are sequentially designed to condition you so that you default to that place of activity. Activity is different than action. Action is doing it once or twice or maybe 10 times. Activity is doing it over and over until you surpass your goal. So let's go over them really quick, what I had you do. Number one, turn your dreams into visions. A vision lives inside of you, and it only gets there by the repetition with excitement. You do that over and over again. I would set it up for the next 10 days. I'd do it every day, 3, 4, 5 times a day. Set Siri to remind you to do it. And when you do it, you get excited about it. Get, you know, jump up and down on these little trampolines or do whatever it is. Run around the block. Get silly about it. Your nervous system's going to take it in. It becomes a belief. Next, when you do, next you want to create a plan. Find out, however, get a coach, get a mentor, find somebody, get a plan. Next, learn the skill. Practice the skill of snapping out of unresourcefulness into resourcefulness. It's an unbelievable skill. And don't wait for it. Feel bad on purpose and stand up and shake yourself out. That's it. You do that over and over again. Your nervous system is finally going to go, oh, this is what we do. We feel bad and we snap ourselves out of it. So that when feeling bad or fear or rejection or anything starts to show up, you start to do it automatically. Remember, there's no fearless people, but there are people who fear less. Next, once you do that, you're going to schedule it. You're going to schedule what you need to do. Find somebody that's been there, done that, BTDT, and schedule it. Put in your schedule, you know, as far out that you need to go. And obviously, every day you want to look at that schedule. I look at mine before I go to sleep, and I get excited about it nowadays. And then lastly, celebrate. Don't wait just to celebrate to the end. Celebrate every single day before you lay your head on the pillow. Go, you know what? This was an amazing day. Here's what I accomplished. This is what I did. Pat yourself on the back. Put a smile on your face. Shake your ass. Do whatever it takes to make sure that you feel good. You start to do this, and here's what happens. This becomes who you are. So the next time you look at somebody like an Elon Musk or a Jeff Bezos or anybody that, you know, I use those people just as an example of, you know, they're financially wealthy, but anything at all. Next time you look at somebody, know that in some way, that what makes that person get up and go to the gym, what makes that person do the extra stuff that most people won't, is that they have somehow programmed themselves. And all that I've given you here is a process to be able to do that. Remember this, life is always exactly what you dare to make it, and fortune favors the bold. So the trick to life is to boldly step up, and dare to make your life magnificent. I'm Joseph McClendon III. This has been the Further Faster Podcast. I love you, and I will see you at the top.
This podcast was a production of Angel Phoenix Productions. Explore more episodes of this show or other great shows on the Angel Phoenix Podcast Network by visiting angelphoenix.com. The views expressed in this show do not necessarily represent those of Angel Phoenix Productions or its advertisers, and may contain language that's unsuitable for younger listeners.